Report author Kristen Lee says in 2015, public lands in southwestern Wyoming managed by the BLM tallied 483,000 non-motorized recreation visits. She says when visitors spend money on equipment, food, gas, and lodging, it creates an economic ripple effect. The study, commissioned by the Pew Charitable Trust, is the first of its kind to quantify the amount of so-called quiet recreation and spending on lands managed by the Rock Springs BLM field office. Lee adds, non-motorized activities accounted for more than half of all visits, overshadowing motorboating, snowmobiling, motorcycling, and other off-road vehicle activities. Dave Hanks, CEO of the Rock Springs Chamber of Commerce, says quiet sports bring a diverse revenue stream to the local economy. He believes there's room for growth developing services and products to meet the growing demand. Hanks is hopeful that quiet and motorized recreation get equal priority in the management plans for the area. The study found of 3.2 million total visits to BLM lands in Wyoming, more than 1 in 4 of them were in the southwest corner of the state. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Ireland Yoakum.